Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter to you all. So maybe speaking to the young people, but the younger older people are very welcome to answer the question too. Here, put your hand up, young people, if you think you are brave, if you think you're courageous. We've got one, I see two. You think you're brave, you're courageous. Okay, all right. So if you're brave or courageous, who is going? Let's get this. Who is going to be willing to volunteer to eat a spoonful of this? We should see what it is. There it is. Who is willing to give it a go? Who is willing to come up and have a spoonful? Oh, I'm not getting loads. I might be seeing one hand there. All right, hold on. Let's see. Okay. Would you be more interested if I told you the first person to come and have a spoonful of this gets to go away with that? Who is now? Yeah? Come on in. Right, hold on. Let's just sort out something again. Right. You ready? Yeah? Okay, you can do this. I believe in you. Here we go. Okay, big spoonful. Here we go. You got to do it properly. Open your mouth. Hop la. What do you think? Oh, hold on. Is that all right? Yeah, it's not too bad. You like that, yeah? Okay, do you want to grab your egg and go and sit down? Give him a round of applause. Oh, okay. Okay, so given that went well, is there another little person who wants to go to school on Tuesday to say they ate out of a dog food can? Who fancies having a go? One more go. Is there anyone else that fancies giving it a go? You can't have a second go. That's good. Anybody else fancy having a go? Tim, you want to try some?
I think my doctor told me not to.
All right. Anybody else? Jenny, you want a spoonful? Go on and have a spoonful. Here we go. Look. There we go. There we are. How is it? All right? Very good. There we go. All right. Good stuff. Thank you. All right. Well, what was that all about? So this morning, we're all in church, right, for Easter Day, or we're watching online, but lots of people aren't, because they feel a little bit like you did about that can. They think they already know what Jesus is about, or church is about, or Christianity is about, or the Bible is about. They've seen the packaging, and they think they know what it's about, and it's not for them. Or it's not true. Or perhaps they think it might even harm them. No, thank you, that's fine for you. If you want to believe that, that's fine, but it's not for me. Now, on Good Friday, some of us went on a walk of witness around the area. And some people, we went around, we basically carried a cross, we stopped in various places around the parish, and we read some passages from the Bible. And some of the people we saw smiled politely, other people waved and wished us Happy Easter. But there were definitely some people who were looking at us a little bit sideways, thinking we're a bit odd wandering around doing that, walking through the streets, handing out hot cross buns. They gave us the kind of look that you might give someone if they started eating from a dog food can, that kind of look. So this morning, I want to take away a couple of lessons from the dog food can. First of all, I want us all to remember and hold on to the fact that, a bit like that can, the contents of Christianity, the truths about Jesus, about the Bible, about following Jesus, don't change because people have the wrong opinion. When I asked you to try it, the content was still good to eat. You didn't think it was, but it was really good. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The content is always good. Churches might sing different songs, we might have new technology, we might even meet in schools rather than churches, but the God we worship doesn't change. So if people say to you at school or at work or anywhere else, you don't believe that nonsense in the Bible, do you? You can tell them, yeah, it might seem strange or weird or unusual or difficult to swallow that God came to earth as a man, lived, died, and was resurrected. But what's true is true. It's always worth doing a little bit of reading up on the Bible so you've got something to answer people with. There's lots of archaeological proof of what you read in the Bible. There's historical proof of what you read in the Bible, locations and figures and names. The Bible has an unparalleled number of manuscript copies, allowing scholars to compare the various texts and accuracy. The sheer volume of manuscripts make it one of the best preserved ancient documents of all. And when it comes to the fact that Jesus lived, was crucified, and then raised to life, and then lives with the Father, and sends his Holy Spirit to be with us, again, it does sound fairly unusual, unlikely, odd, almost as odd as something delicious in a dog food can. But you know what? We've been doing this for 2,000 years. And quite a few people have decided that actually what's true is true. Right, I need 5 more volunteers. You won't have to eat anything. All I need is for you to hold a balloon or two. That's all I need, and it won't take very long. So if there are young people who fancy coming up, that would be great. You want to come and hold? Yeah, come on then. All right, so you come and stand here on my left. There we go. Yeah, you can come up as well. Okay, oh, we've got lots of people. All right, well, that's fine. I need 5, but well, I can give you all balloons, that's all right. Okay, right, now, this is going to take a little bit of... Okay. All right, so if you hold a balloon, there we go. And if you hold a balloon, so if you can hold 2 balloons for a second, you hold a balloon. Okay, there we go. And do you want to hold a balloon? Good, you hold that like that at the bottom. There we go, there we are, well done. And balloons, just talk among yourselves. Balloon. Okay. And balloon. Who? Someone else with a balloon. Right. Okay. Tell you what, you can hold that one with the X and the 0. There we go. And then a balloon. Okay, I need someone on this end. Could you hold on to that balloon there with the 2 of those? Okay. Almost there. All right. And that one. Okay, how are we doing? Right, can you hold on to that one? All right, don't play with the balloons because I need to... Okay, right, and then I need someone else to hold this. Do you want to hold that balloon for a second? Okay, this is a little bit... And we're done, we've got 1 more balloon left. Okay, all right. Okay, let's have a look. Right, and you hold 2 balloons. Okay, this took ages to work out. Okay, it's just an illustration after all. Right, okay, let's have a look. Right, so... The first person to meet Jesus was Mary. Met Jesus, the resurrected Jesus in the garden. We need number 1. Come over here, number 1. Okay, come and stand here. Okay, so could you hold up number 1 for me? Just that one there. Just hold that one. Okay, right, and stand here for me. Sorry, there we go. Okay, so we had one person, and that one person raced off and then told the remaining 11 disciples. So, have we got a number 2 somewhere? Okay, I'm going to take that off you. Swap you for that. Give me that one. No, this one. Okay, where's number 1? Scare one. There we go. Okay, hold those up. Okay, so now 12 people knew, right? They told 12 people knew. Okay, good. That works. All right. Well, before Jesus went back to be with his Father, 1 Corinthians tells us that more than 500 people... Turn that balloon around. Okay, yeah, okay. And that balloon around. Okay, good. Right, and I need a 0. Can you stand there, 0? More than... Oh, who's got the plus? You've got the plus. Can you show the plus? Have you got the plus? Okay, come here, James. Stand here, move across a bit. Can you show everyone the... There we go. Okay, so more than 500 people, you can see this is effective, can't you? More than 500 people there we go, had heard about the risen Jesus. They knew it was true, they trusted in him, and they wanted to tell others about him. Okay. Experts say that within about 200 years, they think, okay, I can't remember where they are anymore, they think that, right, we got zero?
Yeah.
Who's got zero? Come here, you come here, zeros. Those zeros? Yeah, okay, now can you stand here? You go that way? Okay. Is that 200,000? Let's pretend it's 200,000. Within 200 years, they were estimating that 200,000 people had heard about Jesus, the truth of Jesus. They decided to trust Jesus, to follow Jesus, and were telling everybody else about Jesus. That's not bad in 200 years. That's a lot of people. Okay. Now, if you believe in Jesus today, sometimes it feels like you're entirely on your own, right? But the reality is, now come on, let's see if I can do this. The reality is that we need two. Can you hold five as well? There we go. All right, and all the zeros need to line up. Right, here we go. Do you want to stand on the end? Can everyone hold their zeros? There we go. You want to hold your zero nice and high as well. Right, everybody's zeros. Let's have a look. There we go. If today you are a believer, then you're one of 2.5 billion people around the world who believe what we are here to celebrate today. So if you are in your workplace and you're the only Jesus believer, or your school, and you feel like you're in the minority, the reality is that you're actually in the majority. You are not alone. There are that many believers around the world. Kids, thank you. You can take the balloons if you want to take the balloons. Give them a round of applause, everyone. All right. So that number tells us, doesn't it, actually, that when you do open a Bible, when you're willing to come up and taste the thing that you're not sure about, when you trust Jesus and you take that step of faith, you start talking and listening to God, reading your Bible, that actually things change. You can have a relationship with God now and into eternity. Lives are changed for the better. Why else would people, in places where you can be punished for believing in Jesus, why else would people do it? There's got to be something behind it. A third of the planet believes in that there is something true in the Jesus story. And if you're brave and you step up and you trust Jesus, then you will be surprised at the life that awaits you now and into the future. You'll be surprised at the treasure there is available for you. Not just a large chocolate egg, but life after death. And the joy of living now with Jesus. So, summary. Let's summarize. Let's go through some summaries here. Okay, so, Jesus Christ. It's true. Number two. Jesus Christ is trusted by billions and has been for thousands of years. And if we take that step of faith, we can have a life of joy, hope, and fellowship now and life with God into eternity. So the third and final point I want to make from that can is about the people who go before us. So Jesus is described in our passage, in our 1 Corinthians passage, in a different version as first fruits, which was the ancient description for the first bit of your harvest that you would give back to God in the hope that he would then guarantee the rest of your harvest. And he was called the first fruits because he was the first to die and to be resurrected to eternal life. Jesus' empty tomb is a guarantee of our empty tomb if we follow him. But how did any of us come to learn about Jesus? What he'd done, his life, his death, and his resurrection? Well, as I said, we see in the reading from Luke that it was the women who saw the angels first. Mary was the first person to see him. They were the first witnesses, weren't they, of the resurrection. And then the apostles believed, as I said, and they went around the world to be witnesses. And those 500, they would have been telling the story of Jesus as well. And down the generations and down the generations until somebody told me. And now I'm telling you. And the question is, are you brave enough and courageous enough to tell others about this amazing truth about the resurrection of Jesus, that the Lord is good? There is a passage which says, taste in Psalms 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's worth testing, it's worth trusting, it's worth stepping up and seeing that our Lord is good. In our reading in Luke, it said that even though the resurrection, it actually said this, I don't know if you noticed, that even though the resurrection sounded like nonsense, Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. If that's you, if you're here today or joining us online, and you're just not sure and you want to learn more, come and talk to me. Come and talk to Tim. Come and talk to somebody you know who is following Jesus and ask them why they do it, what it's all about, why it matters. So finally, the Easter story of Jesus is true, no matter what anybody says about the packaging. You can trust in Jesus. Billions already do. And the treasures, the reward of taking that step is more than you can ever imagine. And if you already believe that, then we need to tell others about this amazing gift that we have, about this Jesus who lived and died and rose again, so that those people can then tell others and they can tell others. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that sometimes we are surprised by the packaging, by the contents and the packaging. And we thank you that the contents of Christianity and of the Jesus story is true because it's true. And it's life-giving and joy-giving. And ultimately, Lord, you are our treasure. We pray this morning that you would open our hearts and minds to that and give us courage, Lord, to tell others, even if people look at us a little bit weird, that we can say, you know what? It's true, and I trust him, and he is my treasure. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.